This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's 7 after the hour. This is the ever-loving DJV program. The ever-loving Doug Steffen, ever-loving Jennifer Horn. Yes, Jay Kirschner, she's the other Jay. She's ever-loving Victoria Keelan. Fabulous. Well, I was going to say fabulous lover, but I don't know that, so I'm not going to talk about it.
Jen, save me.
Okay.
What is happening?
All right, calm
we were just
down.
Okay, let's put some context. We were just having a conversation off the air about someone that we know mutually who was banging a celebrity. That's where the sex thing came from. And then Doug, whatever the last thing is that Doug hears before we come back from a
that
break
we have to come
is
back.
The first thing that he says on his mind.
How about
there's
this?
A pattern.
And now Doug Steffen, the adequate lover.
Okay. Let's keep moving here, shall we? Thank you.
At least that's
much.
What I've heard.
Yeah, really? Get into that. So this business about the NASA rover, we were talking about that in the tech thing, and I think it's worth an extra minute or two. Actually, I was thinking about NASA because they've named their headquarters in Washington after one of the three, right, that was involved mm-hmm. in the actress Janelle Monáe. Played this woman. Her name was Mary Jackson. She became the first black female engineer, worked for NASA starting in 1958, was a research mathematician, and it was her along with the other two that actually figured out. And you know this movie, right? Everybody doesn't everybody
oh, yeah.
know this movie?
I haven't seen it yet. It's been on my list forever, but yes.
Fabulous. Yeah.
I know.
That's funny. Is it Hidden Figures? Is that what we're
figures.
Talking
Hidden
about?
Hidden Figures.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. And that was 5 years ago. My God, it's been that long since that movie came out. Woo!
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Anyway, so Ms. Jackson died in 2019. She was awarded the Congressional Gold Medal along with the other colleagues that she worked with there at Langley. And so now they're going to name their headquarters after her in Washington. I thought that was kind of cool, actually.
Very cool.
So Mary Jackson. God love her. Now, so then we get to what NASA is doing at the moment, and most people are talking about with pride and with good reason to have some pride, national pride. Over it's about time we had some talk about things that were good, things that we were accomplishing. Most of you have certainly by now become aware of the Perseverance rover that is now on Mars, 100 and however million miles away. The thing that really floats my boat is that they can push a button here, and in 2 seconds, it moves this rover around up there. I mean, it's almost not imaginable, frankly, from our own experiences. So anyway, we were talking about the fact that this rover is actually powered by a processor from a 1998 computer. Which is even more mind-boggling when you think about how much money we spend on research right now. Get the chips bigger or smaller or get more into them. But they're so small that they can get fried by the sun.
They're too delicate. Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right. Exactly. So anyway, God love them. Congratulations to that bunch. I've been watching. There's a on the last couple of plane trips, there's a movie about it's called For All Mankind. Have you seen it? Any of you have seen
No, I haven't heard of it.
Netflix, yeah. It's a story about what happened to the moon if the Russians got there first. It's really, it's pretty clever, actually. It takes into account all of our, you know, the personal lives of all of our astronauts and what they went through if, in fact, supposedly the Russians had made it to the moon first, including having a female astronaut. And what the process was to deal with that at NASA. All speculative, of course, because it didn't happen. But, at first, it began, when they first released it, it began to fuel the flame again of something that maybe you don't even know. A lot of people listening to the program will remember when the O.J. Simpson movie was made about the landing, there was people looked at the set and they thought, what? There was a movie about the I can't remember the name of it. Somebody look it up, will you? O.J. Simpson starred in it, a couple of other people, but they were the
O.J. landed on the moon?
Well, that's...
I don't remember this at all.
The movie? No, there was...
I've never heard of this movie.
That speculates that the landing on the moon never happened.
Okay.
And it was done on a soundstage in Los Angeles. And
right,
people saw the movie, and they thought, geez, this makes sense. Because you couldn't tell the difference the way they'd set up the soundstage at the Paramount Studios to what it looked like when they landed on the moon.
Is so, that where that conspiracy theory
yes,
started?
Yeah.
Oh, it's
right.
From an O.J. movie?
Yes.
Wow. The only good. Movie that I know O.J. Simpson was in was The Naked Gun, and I don't think
right.
Same.
It's
yeah, no. I'm actually looking at IMDb right now, and I can't find anything.
Really? Well.
You sure it was O.J.?
Yes, I am sure it was O.J.
Because that Bronco chase went on a long time, but I don't think he made it all the way to the moon. It went for a while.
Yeah, it did. Jay, look under just moon movies and see what shows up, all right?
That's going to take her an hour. I'll just go to IMDb.
See you later, Jay. Okay, we'll talk tomorrow.
Oh, wait, when the first, is it Capricorn 1?
Yep, that's
it. First manned flight to Mars? Boom.
Was it Mars?
What year was this?
The moon.
Let's see, 1977, when the first manned flight to Mars is deemed unsafe and scrubbed on the launch pad, anxious authorities must scramble to save the face and retain their funding.
That's not it.
No. Just kidding.
That's not the one.
So he was in two space movies?
Think older.
Yeah, you're right. I think it would have been maybe late 70s, early 80s.
He was still playing football in the 70s, wasn't he?
Yeah, early 70s, I think. All right,
no, he has a list in this. He's like, he was busy in the 70s.
Oh, yeah, he was all over the place. Yep. All right, let's
get
to something.
Okay, here's the thing. The first thing he ever did was in 68. He did an episode of Dragnet. Then he was in It Takes a Thief, Ironside, The Name of the Game, Medical Center, The Dream of Hamish Mose. Maybe is that it? It's 1969?
No. All right, let's not sound like
we
don't know
what we're talking about. But there's nothing else in here because that OJ's done. This is his entire IMDb.
Well, there's something else, then I'm in the wrong pew, but I know there's a movie was set on a soundstage at Paramount. It started the conspiratorial theories, and I thought that O.J. was in it for some reason or another. Somebody, you know what? Somebody's going to listen to this conversation, and they're going to
I was going to say, if you know, just call us. Put us out of our misery.
At DJV show.
Yeah. Right. Just go to Twitter or Facebook and tell us the story. All right. Meanwhile, the story of a Florida nurse who went home this week after spending several months in a hospital because this guy got a disease that was because of COVID. So his name is Desmond Silva. He was working at a hospital in Tampa, front lines. This was last summer, and he got COVID. So he then went to the hospital and stayed there. He was in intensive care. In fact, he stopped breathing, was placed on a ventilator on July 16th. He had no money in his family, so they started a GoFundMe to cover his medical expenses. Again, this guy is a nurse in a hospital without insurance. How do you figure that? Anyway, so he had the test for the virus, and then he was diagnosed with acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, whatever the hell that is. It's a rare disease, affects your nervous system. So he couldn't, it usually comes after you get the flu or some kind of viral infection, but nobody else had had it before. And so he couldn't move, he couldn't talk, he couldn't do anything. He could just barely smile. And they thought he was going to die. He came up here to Boston, to Mass General, and they kept him on the ICU. But apparently, he's now gone through all of the tests and treatments, and he's going to be, I don't know if he's going to be okay or not. The stuff that he went through, he had a special sort of a thing to fly with, and it cost $25,000 to get him up here, apparently, from Florida. The point is that here's somebody, you think it's just COVID and it stops at COVID? No. There are lots of stories about people who have gotten. This is a very serious paralysis. It's temporary. for the most part. He's making progress, but he's certainly not back to where he was. He's lost a year of his life because of this. It's really quite the story, frankly. And I, you know, you hear about some of the strange stories connected to COVID, and I thought that was one of them that ought to get the light of day. The pandemic also has put insomnia. Is that how you pronounce it, Victoria? Anosmia, insomnia. What is it? It's a loss of smell.
Yeah, it's anosmia.
Anosmia. Okay.
Anosmia isn't working.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you went through this.
Jen can tell us about it.
Right.
Sure did.
Yeah. 3% of the people who are your age or older, who've gotten COVID now, are suffering from this. Now, what I'm trying to get out of looking through this survey, whether it's permanent or not, 5% apparently have a long-term loss. That hasn't been your
long-term
problem. But
no, mine came back, thankfully. In it started to like kind of come back in about 7 days, and then after about 10 to 12 days, it started to get a little more full. It's weird because it comes back a piece at a time. And so you'll, like, for instance, this is the story I always tell. I was only able to quarantine with my parents because they had it while I had it, but my mom was hospitalized. So my dad and I spent a lot of time together. And none of us wanted to cook. And the first night that we were actually together, he's like, "We should just order some takeout. What are we going to eat?" And I was like, "I just want something spicy." So we ordered Mexican food from this place called Salsa and Beer. Never had it before. I ate the salsa, and I didn't taste anything except a little bit of spice, like way off in the background. And I was like, "Oh, that's amazing." It was like the best thing ever. 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a couple months down the road, we reorder that same thing, and I could barely handle the salsa. It was so hot.
Yeah.
Yes, but good. It was like a blank surface. You couldn't feel anything, but at least I could get a little bit of spice, so it was like it tasted amazing. But from then on, I couldn't even handle the salsa. It was so crazy. So I smelled an onion. I smelled bleach.
So
it was just
I guess what I was trying to get
blank
at here,
canvas.
In part, there is hope for most people who, if you lose your smell or taste, it'll come back.
Many people get it back in a couple of weeks.
Right. Okay. So I just wanted to underscore this because a lot of people, there's a lot of what-ifs and a lot of misinformation, a lot of bad. It's just, okay, what really happens under the circumstances? Let's mitigate. Let's soften the blow here a little bit.
Yeah. It's always the worst-case scenario. But.
Yep. 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows now to towels and sheets. The proprietary technology in each MyPillow towel makes them highly effective because they're absorbent, soft to the touch, no lotiony feel to them. Each Giza sheet also is made with the world's best cotton, making it ultra soft and breathable. The sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish and will have you sleeping like a dream. Every product is available in a variety of colors and sizes, machine washable, durable, comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Visit MyPillow.com to learn more about it. Right now, for all of the listeners to the DJV programs, all 6-piece towel sets and Giza sheets are buy one, get one free. Just use the promo code DJV at checkout. That's MyPillow.com, code DJV, for buy one, get one free on all 6-piece towel sets and the Giza Dream Sheets.
Let's start with everyone out there who loves flexing in the mirror.
Yeah!
Now, narrow it to all those muscle squeezers who hate stretching their wallet. Well, with my Walgreens, members earn an extra 5% in Walgreens cash rewards on Walgreens brand items. So head to Walgreens for great deals, or limp if you're like me and forgot to stretch while getting in the car. Ah, my calves!
Right now, stock up on everything from pain relievers to vitamins with select Walgreens brand health and wellness items. Buy one, get one 50% off. Offer valid through 4/24 with my Walgreens. See Walgreens.com for details.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Half the hour here on the DEJV program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with my colleagues. Do you like to be referred to as colleagues, ladies? Is that okay?
Sure,
colleagues?
Sure,
you are
of
my
course.
Colleagues. You're my friends. Your helpmates. How about this? I'm pretty awkward. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keene, and Jay Kirshner. All right, Jay, you're in charge of social media, and there are a lot of things that are floating around. Today we have the biggest list that I've seen, I think, since... Well, how long have you been here? 2 months? 3 months? How long have you been doing this? I forgot.
I believe it was Jen's birthday, January 4th, when we started. No, Victoria's birthday.
Victoria.
Who had the birthday? Jen 4th.
Yeah, we both did.
Wait, hold on a second.
One after another.
Jennifer's birthday is February 4th, right?
Six. Victoria's January. I'm February. We need a March.
All right.
We had Kara
again?
In March, right?
May 10th.
She's May.
Happy
yeah,
Rose,
Kara was May. Jay's May.
Bull.
Oh, I thought Kara.
Phil, when are you?
For some reason.
April.
April. Okay, so we're looking for a March. We're filling positions.
Right. Send us a note.
Aries, please apply.
All right, so, Jay.
Whatever your name is, Jay, go ahead.
Everybody's a little giddy today. Go ahead. What are we doing? This big, long list of things. What's on the shopping list there?
Well, Texas lifting a mask mandate and opening businesses to 100%. We have some comments from @DJV show listeners.
I want to know what the comments are, because lifting the mask mandate is nuts as far as I'm concerned. Go ahead.
Most people are responding that it's the right call. They believe it's about time. But some are pointing out that maybe more people will be wearing masks now that they aren't being told to.
Every time we relax the standards, something blows up in our faces. So, yeah, we're getting herd immunity. More and more people are getting a shot. That's fabulous. Even though there are many of us. Somebody asked me yesterday whether I was an anti-vaxxer or not. And I said, no, I'm not an anti-vaxxer.
As you were getting the vaccine?
Well, yeah, exactly. Right.
Okay.
But I don't, and there's a picture of that on the social media of my card. I don't hold with all the vaccine requirements. I just don't like the fact that somebody's telling us we have to get that. You got to use your brains and not have the government tell you what to do. I think there are a lot of things that are important and necessary for children to get.
And that is the same argument people make about the mask.
we'll do it. It doesn't mean we don't have to do it. We won't do it. It just means that the police aren't going to come and get you if you don't.
Right. Well, that's it. I mean, maybe I should modify what I said, Jennifer. Mandating anything, it seems to me, there's an educational process here. And if you have a half a brain and you've been educated as to why it makes sense, then you wear one because it makes good sense, not because some flat-footed somebody somewhere says, you got to wear a mask. No. So I'm with you on that one. All right, so what else we got, Jay?
Chip Gaines, Fixer Upper fame, is his No Pain, No Gains memoir is coming out, and he is going to be putting a $1,000 check in 10 copies of the book. It's out March 16th.
So you got to find the check? That's great.
Can you imagine people just kind of going through different bookstores and just flipping through the books looking for the check? It's his memoir. So probably like about starting up his business with his wife, Joanna, their Fixer Upper TV series, starting their Magnolia.
So does anybody really care? Is anybody going to be interested in this?
Oh, these two. You have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
They are so well loved. I mean.
But this is pretty smart, right? He's putting a $1,000 check in 10 books, various places around the country.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great way to get people to buy the dang book.
That's a great marketing device. Yeah.
Very smart. Yeah. Okay. So what are people saying about that? They're going to go out and get the book.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, well, I was planning on getting this book anyway, but hey, now I'm definitely going to order 5 copies.
Good for him. I didn't know who the guy was, but that's pretty smart. All right, we got time for one more quickie.
Ooh, okay. Halsey is speaking out over speculation regarding her pregnancy. People are asking if it's an accident or not, and she's saying it's none of your business, even though it was planned, but let's all agree to stop commenting on other women and
women's
fertility. Is
this a woman who's with somebody for 5 minutes and she's pregnant?
It's a new relationship. Yes.
It's a somewhat new relationship, but she's been very open about her miscarriages and endometriosis. And
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An SUV overloaded with people pulled out in front of a semi-truck towing two trailers of gravel in Holtville, California, 10 miles north of the Mexican border on Tuesday morning. At least a dozen people died and others were hospitalized. Passengers in the SUV ranged in age from 15 to 53. Floodwaters began receding in several hard-hit Kentucky counties Tuesday as Weary officials and residents prepared to assess the damage to homes, businesses, and roads. Significant flooding occurred in several eastern Kentucky counties where one county official said the water was unlike anything he has ever seen. The Kentucky River at Boonville in Osley County crested at 44.3 feet Monday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced he is lifting most of the remaining coronavirus restrictions, including its statewide mask mandate and capacity restrictions on businesses. The new order goes into effect March 10th. USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
The United States has imposed economic sanctions to punish Russia for using a military-grade nerve agent in the attempted assassination of a Kremlin critic. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Political opposition leader Alexei Navalny was critical of the corruption in Moscow and was poisoned in August. Now the U.S. has placed economic sanctions on 7 senior Russian officials for their involvement. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
We announced these actions today to make clear that with the poisoning, the attempted assassination of Mr. Navalny, with his continued imprisonment that is politically motivated, with the, in some cases, brutal treatment of his supporters who took to the streets to exercise the very rights that are granted to them under Russia's own constitution, that is not something that the United States will abide.
The European Union also sanctioned Russia on Tuesday. Anyone up for a cruise around the moon? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Japanese billionaire Yusaku Maezawa announced Tuesday that 8 members of the public would be joining him for a trip around the moon aboard SpaceX's Starship rocket. His project, called Dear Moon, is scheduled to depart in 2023. Maezawa says he will select 8 people from around the world to join the 6-day mission that will actually travel farther than the Apollo missions. The project's website says it will begin accepting applications on March 14th.
Thanks for being a part of the family. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You make a guitar sound like that.
With the guitar? With an amplifier?
Okay, thank you. That's the DJV program. Yes, putting the kibosh to any old questions you may have, we answer them all here on the program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here with her smarmy mouth, Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirsch. See, I would normally accuse Victoria of that, but Jennifer's being Quite disrespectful today on the program.
What? When you asked how to make that sound, and I said with the guitar, that's how you do it.
I know. It was, you know, kind of a wiseacre answer. So, at any rate, let's celebrate. We have some people in the news celebrating 51 years of broadcasting the games in Milwaukee. Bob Uecker turns 87 at the beginning of his 51st season calling the game. Spring training started over the weekend, so the Milwaukee Brewers general manager does the pregame show with Uecker, and he is only 50 years old. So there's a very interesting, in the Milwaukee paper, very interesting profile of the two of them together. But can you imagine 87? Now, how old, I'm going to go to you, Jennifer, trying to remember Vin Scully's age. Was it 86
when he retired? I think he's 93. Oh, when he retired?
Yeah, I think he's 93 now. Yeah.
Probably around 86, 87, I think. Yeah. He's, 88. I don't know. He's only been retired for a few years, 3 or 4 years.
But if you listen to Euchre, his voice, his sense of humor, he still is fabulous. And I think it lends a good deal of credibility to people who say, he's too old to do that. No, he's not. He's very much loved and actually makes a lot of money during the games. But
Vin Scully retired in 2016, so 5 years ago. So about 86, 87.
All right, so who's excited about the beginning of the baseball season? Anybody pay any attention to the games this first? You usually go to spring training. But you're not doing that this year because it's probably curtailed.
Usually that's a Christmas gift that we put together as a family for each other. But this year we didn't know if there was going to be spring training, so we decided not to do it. Now we know that there is spring training and that they're letting fans in the stadium, but they're doing it at reduced capacity. So my dad said, there are fans there. We should see. And I went to look and see if we could get some tickets for the Dodgers. It's really hard because there are less seats to sell, and so it's pretty expensive if you want to go this time around. So we'll pass this year, but the Dodgers have been doing great off of their World Series win. They've been doing pretty well.
What are the Red Sox doing? You shake them off?
No. Who? The red one.
Okay. Yeah. The next person, name in the news, RBG. She's still dead, but now there's an honor that's being discussed in the Capitol, a monument. In fact, there was a bill introduced this week by the Women's Caucus that would construct a monument of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Why do we even bother with the monuments anymore? Because in 20 years, somebody's going to look back and be ticked off by something she said, and they're going to pull it down. So what's the point?
All the ones that are
still
like there.
Statues anymore.
Yeah, but the ones in the Capitol are all still there.
I'm all for a statue. I'm all for it. I'm just saying, at some point, the cancel culture is going to eat you. So you might as well.
Don't you think cancel culture is going to cancel itself out, though? Because
it's already doing that. Hollywood Foreign Press, we were talking about the Golden Globes this week because they were last Sunday. When the Hollywood Foreign Press is under attack, Hollywood is truly now eating itself. So,
All right. Let's see here. Lindsey Buckingham and Mick Fleetwood are no longer angry with each other.
This was shocking news to me because the statements made by Lindsey Buckingham and more even from his wife, who was, I think, even more over the top, I never thought that these people would ever speak again in the same room.
The correlation for me is the same sort of thing was said by Kamala Harris about Joe Biden. That's how...
It was
politics stuff.
I hated what she accused him of, but that was still not this level. I mean, this was a lawsuit. He sued his entire former band for like $14 million.
Did he get any money out of him?
Oh, yeah. They made a settlement.
They
didn't disclose what he got, but he got a settlement.
So is this an attempt to get... Does Mick Fleetwood need or want Buckingham back in the band so that they can go out and... Are they still doing their farewell tour? I think they are, right?
It's not a farewell tour yet. It's just a regular tour.
Yeah.
But anyway. But in this interview, Mick Fleetwood said that he would love to do a farewell tour with all of the original members, obviously Lindsey being in that, when he was asked, because everyone really wants to know, so are Lindsey and Stevie Nicks talking again? And Mick Fleetwood would not comment and said, you know what, they've got their own relationship, I'm not even going to get into that. So I think the answer is no. And his wife clearly hates Stevie Nicks with a passion.
Well.
She has, I get it. I get it, you know, but it's his wife went really hardcore.
Mm-hmm. All right, speaking of hardcore, Angelina Jolie has sold off a Winston Churchill painting that Brad bought her as a gift. He bought it for $2.95 million. She sold it for $11 million.
Sure.
She got 11 and a half for it. Somebody in Belgium bought it at a modern British art sale in London. Apparently, this bidder bought a couple of more Churchill works in the sale. Anyway, the value was estimated at $3.4 million. Was it Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt being associated with it that brought the value up to 11.5.
For sure.
I don't think it hurt.
Yeah.
Can you imagine, though? So is she? What is the relationship between Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt? I don't really.
Apparently, pretty terrible since their divorce is still going, and they split in 2016. So 5 years later, they're still hashing out custody, and it's a mess.
Really?
No, I don't know. How, I mean, I guess. Look, they started out with a bang, and they ended with a bang. So I guess that's sort of
literally,
normal, right?
Yeah. Right. All right. Let's see here. You can now. If you like celebrity, you can have dinner. The New York Steakhouse, Peter Luger's. Where is that? Is it right downtown? Where is that, Victoria?
No, it's Brooklyn, I think, right? I don't have it. Oh. Yeah, it's Brooklyn. Pretty sure it's Brooklyn. I've never been. I don't eat meat. But it's very famous.
I think they have one on Great Neck. They have one on Long Island. They got one
in
Brooklyn.
They do. They open this. The original one is Brooklyn, I think.
And they're going to open one in Tokyo. And the reason that it's famous is because they are bringing in some of the, would you call them statues? What would you call
those wax figures?
Wax figures from Madame Tussauds. Right, so this guy's bringing in anything, man.
Well, because the dining capacity is only 35% or something like that in New York right now.
I thought it was 50.
They just reopened indoor dining again a week ago or something like that. They're really behind everybody else. So
they're filling up the seats with these wax figures,
Yeah, which is a fun idea. It's a novelty, but it's fun. And it's good publicity for Madame Tussauds because obviously no one's been going into the museum there either.
John Hamm.
Clearly it's not a candlelit restaurant.
He's waiting by the bar. John Hamm, by the way, is the star of my son's new television program for... Did I tell that story on the air yet? Maybe.
Yes.
All right, anyway. So John Hamm is at the bar, or a statue, a wax figure of him. Audrey Hepburn is at one of the tables. Jimmy Fallon is there, and some others. Al Roker apparently is there to direct Diners. They're not really there. These are just the wax figures of these people. That's actually a fairly clever idea, don't you think?
Well, it's better than having empty tables.
Yeah, and it's fun photo opportunities.
Yeah, it sure is. And some of them are pretty lifelike. Have you ever been to one of these museums?
Sure. Yeah. I've been to the one in London and to the one in New York.
I've been to the one in L.A.
Some of them are really good, and some of them are, like, way off.
Some of them are comically bad.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, do they have one down in Nashville where you are?
Yeah, there's one at Opryland. Opryland Mall.
Yeah. Who came up with the idea? I suppose Tussauds is the... But the idea of, and who gets picked to go in there? What's the criteria? Just being famous? What's the idea?
I think so. Huh? Nice. I mean, Kim Kardashian is there. I mean, everybody who's sort of a cultural figure seems to be in there. Meghan Markle, Prince Harry, everybody who's...
What is going on? Speaking, thank you for bringing that up. Meghan Markle and the Prince really getting in the neck from the Queen. What in the world?
Well, they're giving it, too. Maybe it's taken out of
the Buckingham Palace is conducting a smear campaign against them.
But
why?
Meghan Markle in this... So there's an interview coming up with Oprah on 16
Minutes. This Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. And they released a cut, like a trailer for a couple of them. And in it, Oprah asked this question, were you silent or were you silenced to Meghan Markle? I heard this guy talking. He's a biographer for the royal family, and he said it's not like the royal family has their issues, but they're not the Corleones. Like, it's not the mob family, is what I think.
Yeah,
the guy
they're trying
said.
To make it out to be something that it isn't.
And you're a woman who chose to marry this person. He's in the royal family. You know that's going to be a part of your life. You're an actress. Don't tell me you don't have a platform. If you wanted to speak out, of course you could. Everybody'd be ready to hear you.
So is she the baddie in this? Is Meghan Markle
I don't know.
The baddie?
I don't like to make anybody a baddie, but I just think that I am so disenfranchised with Meghan and Harry. I'm
interested to see the interview. I definitely want to see them in their own words, because the part of the problem is the royal family, no one ever speaks. It's all through, a representative, and there are different things that you can infer from what's written. Some people take it too far and imagine stuff that's there that's not. I think it'll be interesting to see them in their own words for an hour with Oprah. Oprah has told Gail that it's the best interview she's ever done. So that's setting the bar pretty high. But I don't know. I think it'll be interesting to just hear what they have to say. Again, the huge problem here, the Queen doesn't say anything. Prince Philip or Prince Charles doesn't say anything. Prince Philip's 109. He doesn't talk. Prince Charles doesn't say anything. Prince William doesn't say anything. Kate Middleton isn't allowed to say anything. They're, you know, it's just they have such a gag order on all of them. And that's just part of being a royal. So Harry has always been the rebel. And I think it's unfair to put all of it, this blame on Meghan. Harry has never been one.
I agree. That's why I said I don't make the baddie. I just think that together they're pretty gross. I don't like them together.
I think gross?
I used to like Harry a lot. And I think they're a couple. I don't know. It's turn off. They're just, it's hard to feel sorry for people that are princes and princesses and living in
Montecito. Well, do you think they want people to feel sorry for them?
Yes, I do.
I mean, I don't know that. I'm going to watch the interview and see what.
I mean, I think that's the reason you have a big interview with Oprah is to gain sympathy, right? I mean, otherwise, why bring it up? Why is it anybody?
Or you're telling your side of the story because it's not being told.
Hmm. All right, here's some food for thought.
Only story is theirs.
Speaking of food for thought, the most recent American Family Farmer Show weekend program that I do, actually you've heard during the weekdays as well, and you get it on a podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. The most recent version of our American Family Farmer Show that you might want to catch up on, because it's a connection of family food and the farm. We talk about new Secretary of Agriculture, Mr. Vilsack, and his previous term in the same post. And what he has done then, in my mind, he's better than Sonny the Flatfoot Purdue, who was in there before. But he really is he loves the big factory farms, the big farm conglomerates. And so look out for that. And I talk about that with a focus on the news there. Also, I focus on John Deere, the big tractor manufacturer, and how they're getting heat for not delivering on their promise to make it easier for farmers to service their equipment. Those of you who buy John Deere tractors to mow your lawn, those little pieces of crap that John Deere doesn't make, they just paint, put their name on it. Supporting John Deere is not supporting the American family farmer by any stretch of the imagination, and I explain why that is the case. And then the mainstay is a focus on maple syrup. For those of you, I didn't post the pictures yet. We got pots all over the place on the farm here with the maple trees and the sap is running. But there's a farm out in California. It's not California. It's the Northwest. I've forgotten now. In Washington State, that's where it is. 2 hours north of Seattle. It specializes in syrup. And wow, what a difference. It's really a great story. For those of you who want to keep up with what's going on the farm, on the family farm, please check out all of the recent American Family Farmer podcasts at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doggy time, doggy poop time. Well, we got the poop on all the dog stories with a man who knows more about dog poop than anybody else. Warren Eckstein is here from the Pet Show. You don't take offense at that, Warren, do you?
Not at all. I'm proud of it.
After all these years, you don't take much offense at anything that I say.
You got that right.
As a matter of fact. Warren's the author of Memoirs of a Pet Therapist and other great books about dogs, training dogs, or as he likes to tell you, training their owners. The big deal this week has been Gaga and the dog walker and the missing dogs and the finding of the dogs, two stolen dogs and all of this. Is this too much attention on this because it was a celebrity, or is this appropriate attention, Warren?
You know, it's kind of a great question, Doug, and I have mixed feelings about it. First of all, by promoting the fact that her dogs were missing might have been a good thing in getting her dogs back. I understand that, and I'm so glad the dogs are back. But on the other hand, I was telling Victoria earlier that there was just a story I read this morning in Southern California where another person walking their dog, the dog was stolen while the person was walking at either gunpoint or knife point. So my fear at this point is because of so much publicity that I got a feeling that maybe we're going to see some copycat things going on. And in this case, it wasn't even a purebred dog. Not that a purebred dog's any better than a generic dog. But the French Bulldog, I don't know if they're the same on the East Coast, but if you were to take a walk in Santa Monica on a Sunday, 70% of the dogs you see are French Bulldogs.
Yeah,
and remember, these Bulldogs, these Frenchies can go from $2,000 to $8,000. So there's a lot of money involved with them, especially if they're a breeding age. I don't know if her dogs were spayed or neutered. I hope they were, but I don't know if they are. I'm assuming they are. I'm just glad she got them back. And so I got mixed feelings about the publicity end of it. If it were your dog or my dog, would we have gotten our dogs back? And as Victoria said, if she wasn't a celebrity, would these dogs ever have been returned?
Well, did she
to
actually
her?
Give this woman who found the dogs the $500,000?
I don't know. It hasn't been decided yet, I don't think. Have you heard anything? I haven't.
The plan, all I saw was her rep said that, that they were talking with the police to make sure that this woman wasn't in on it, first of all.
Exactly.
And then if she was just the Good Samaritan who saw them tied to a pole in an alleyway, then she'll get the $500,000, no questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was the deal.
Here's the takeaway from this, okay? I lived in New York City for many, many years, and even in Southern California, I see it as well. People take their dog for a walk. They tie the dog to a fire hydrant or a parking meter. They go inside to grab a cup of Starbucks coffee. They come outside, and there's nothing there but a leash. What do you think happens to these dogs? Many of them are just stolen and maybe get into a home, but many of them use as bait dogs and things that are just horrible.
What does it mean, bait dogs? What does that mean?
They steal dogs, and they take dogs, and they take cats, and they teach pit bulls to fight with them. They use them as bait. They throw a kitten or a puppy or a dog in with dogs that have been taught to fight to that bloodlust. Which to me is incredible. For me, I'll give you a prime example of how neurotic I am. We already know how neurotic I am, but my backyard is fenced with an 8-foot fence all around it. Every gate in my backyard is locked. There's a lock on every single gate. There's 3 cameras back there. And when I let my dogs out in my backyard, you can rest assured that either Denise or myself is out there with them. Even though we got that fence, even though there's no way they can get out, I am there with them for several reasons. Number one, they're little, and I notice there's hawks over my house sometimes. Mm-hmm. And number two, the fear of them being stolen always gets to me as well. And just for example, when I go away, not the gardener that comes once a week. When I go away, he's not allowed to come to my house. I'm afraid of gates being open. So when I'm away, Warren's grass is high.
You talk about hawks. I'd forgotten how we had hawks around on the farm. One of them came down, swooped down, and grabbed a duck on the farm a couple of weeks ago. And the duck and the hawk got stuck in the fence. So the kid that takes care of all the animals found a crowbar or something and beat the hawk. But the duck was still dead. I mean, that's what they do.
I have a better resolution.
What's the resolution?
I have a better resolution. The resolution is I'm going to feed my dogs, Mark, make them so fat that the hawks can't lift them off the ground.
No, these are ducks, not dogs. They
doesn't
ducks.
Make any difference. Feed the ducks
a
little
bit. The ducks are pretty fat. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
plenty.
Yeah, so you just have to be conscientious. There's a lot of stuff going on. People are stealing dogs. They're selling them to other countries. They're selling them here. Mm. Just know where your dogs are at all times. And if you hire a dog walker, I would love to hire this guy. He took a bullet to save those dogs.
Yes.
Now, what kind of guy
but
is that?
But they just, the people who stole them, they left them outside because they knew somebody was going to get them, and they just disappeared and let somebody
go. Well, there was so much heat on them. On those two dogs, they were everywhere. I mean, it's Lady Gaga. There's a $500,000 reward. They were on every TV channel. I think that the robbers just freaked out and they had no idea that they had kidnapped a celebrity's dogs.
They panicked as well and just got the dogs back that way.
Check out Warren's show, The Pet Show, brought to you by Hugs and Kisses. Fabulous way to make sure your dogs and cats are healthy. A vitamin mineral supplement that he puts together. Warren Eckstein here on the DJV program at 59 past.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.